Welcome to the Mind vs. Action Journey, where every week I will share experiences, thoughts, and ideas on how you can go from thoughts in your mind to actually taking actions. Life is not formed by just what is in our mind, but by actually taking action on what is in our mind. It is not enough to simply hope, think, and wish. We must take action. Always give the best version of yourself, no matter what you are doing. You might not be doing what you want now, but if you give less than your best, you will never become your best. I was 15 years old when I started my first real job. And even though by this point in my life, I have had several jobs, I was starting my first official payroll job. The one where I finally started paying all sorts of taxes. I was hired as a dishwasher at a Denny's restaurant, and only because my uncle was a head cook there. I was excited. The idea of making my own money the legal way truly excited me as I was entering a different stage in my life where I was leaving behind many illegal things I was doing, ones I will speak on much later. No more watching over my back, and even though I would be making significantly less money than what I was making prior to starting this job, I was happy because it came with peace and no harm to others. My starting pay was $4.25 an hour. For me, that was nothing, as I had gotten used to making crazy money in my prior role, but it had to do. If I was going to reinvent myself, I had to give up certain things in the short term in order for me to accomplish my long-term vision of building and living a better life, one that was actually sustainable and with real long-term growth. And I don't just mean success growth, but actual lifespan growth. My first day at work, the restaurant manager said, "I know it's not a meaningful job, so just do what you can and be fast at it. We need them dishes coming out as quick as possible and as clean as possible." In my head, I thought, do what I can? I was not used to simply doing what I could. I was used to doing way beyond what anyone, including myself, believed to be my own capabilities. I was determined to be the best dishwasher that restaurant had ever hired. Now, for those that don't know the chain of command in a restaurant, being a dishwasher is at the very bottom of the food chain. The cooks are the ones that really run the show. Cooks even have power over restaurant management. That is, if managers care about free food when the family and friends visit their respective restaurants. My goal was simple: wash the dishes as fast as I could in the best way anybody ever had, and have time in between to learn the menu so I could eventually become a cook. I had learned that they got paid way more, so that was my goal, to become a cook. Within a couple of months, they made me a busboy, the person that cleans the tables. I was moving up the food chain. I became the best busboy too. Next step, a prep cook, and within 9 months, I was a cook, getting paid $10.50 an hour. I had more than doubled my earnings and was the youngest cook in not just at Denny's, but the entire Denny's restaurant franchise. And yes, I also became the best cook they had ever had. The moral of my story is not to persuade you to become the best dishwasher or cook. It is to drive the point that regardless of where you are in life, be your very best. Don't just do the bare minimum that your current role requires for you to do. Become a beast in that current role. In doing so, it does something to your psyche that will play a major role in you obtaining anything out of life. You cannot achieve greatness by only being average. And you cannot become great by only giving your all in some aspects of your life. You must make greatness a trait of yours, your signature of who you are and everything you do. I myself have always taken pride in whatever I do. And my philosophy in life has always been that if I'm going to spend my time doing something, might as well do it the very best I can. This belief alone has carried into everything I do in life, and I have always been the best at whatever I do, professionally and personally. Our belief system is being shaped every day with everything we do, micro and macro actions. Especially when we know we can do better at something and we actually do it, we are programming our mind for anything that comes next in our lives. The promises we make to ourselves and keep build our internal confidence in our own selves. When we push ourselves to be and do better because we know we can, it does something to our psyche that allows us to build mental strength. And every time we do it, it adds to what has already been there in a compounding way. Confidence is built by doing all the work, not just the big work, but the smart work, the small work each and every day. Those moments when no one is watching and you do whatever you said you would do is creating an unstoppable beast. A great advice I got from a superior of mine at a call center I worked at was, dress for the position you want, not the one you have. Of course, this does not just stop at how we dress, but how we perform in any given role in our lives. Through my working experience, I have encountered hundreds of folks that will simply do the bare minimum for which they were hired for, and then turn around and complain that they are not getting raises or promotions at work. They complain when others are making more money or getting promoted quicker, but they fail to realize or accept that the main reason why these other folks are making more money or getting promoted a lot faster is simple. They are providing more value to the organization. These folks who continue to win in life to the point where they make it seem almost effortless are improving their lives every opportunity they get. They are not getting a free ride. They are earning it by always doing more than what their roles call for them to do. They put in the extra work when the extra is not even required. They are learning ahead for what the next role they want. They are not waiting to be given that role. They are learning it in advance so that when that role becomes available and the opportunity comes knocking, they are ready. Simply put, they are living life by design, their own design. It is not luck. It is not effortless or random chance. We are earning it every day in the gym of life. Being the best in everything you do does not need to start with something major in your life. Start with anything you are doing today. Whatever it is, make the conscious decision that you will be the best at it. Make the decision today that you will adopt an attitude of excellence in all that you do going forward. Do this and watch your life take off. Please subscribe to my blog, podcast, or YouTube channel to get notifications when my weekly entry is posted. I promise I will never disappoint. Thank you. Until next time, I challenge you to own your thoughts, actions, process, results, and ultimately your life story. Most importantly, I challenge you to go from thoughts in your mind to taking actual actions on those thoughts, as nothing happens until actions are taken.